We suspect there will be quite a bit of activity over the coming hours and through the North American session as the market contends with ongoing pre-existing market drivers, while also taking in the ECB policy decision and a batch of first-tier data out of the U.S. As things stand, the U.S. dollar has retained its bid tone on a combination of yield differential advantage, flight to safety flow, and flight to quality flow. We bring up both flight to safety and flight to quality, considering the fact that the distinction is necessary in the current backdrop of elevated geopolitical tension and the deterioration in investor sentiment coming from discouraging news within the U.S. and global economy. The bad news around Google earnings has only added to the sour taste in investors' mouths right now. U.S. equity futures have extended their run of declines ahead of the open on Thursday, while the U.S. dollar has made fresh yearly highs against the yen, Australian dollar, and New Zealand dollar. The euro and pound aren't too far away from their own critical support levels, the euro around 105 and the pound around 120. And now there will be plenty of attention around the tone of the ECB decision, with the ECB expected to hold on rates for the first time since it started tightening back in July of 2022. Other important calendar events on the day include U.S. GDP, durable goods, initial jobless claims, and pending home sales. We also get Canada weekly earnings and manufacturing sales. That's all for now.